Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 7th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindewele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new cabinet as President Emmerson Mnangagwa attempts to revive the country's ailing economy.
President Mnangagwa has appointed a 20-member cabinet, which includes Banker Mthuli Ncube, President of the African Development Bank, as Finance Minister, and retired Olympics gold medalist Kirsty Coventry to the sports portfolio.
Mnangagwa damned three ZANU-PF strongmen, former Home Affairs Minister Obed Mpofu, former Health Minister David Parinyatwa, and former Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, and opted for at least three newcomers, Mangaliso Ndlovu, Industry and Commerce, Obeta Moyo Health, and Sekesai Nzenza Public Service.
For the first time in the history of Zimbabwe, the Minister of Defense has been assigned to a woman, Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, with the chairperson of the ruling ZANU-PF party. She is part of the executive arm of the government and a member of ZANU-PF's Women's League.
Other ministers are Julai Moyo, Local Government, Sibusiso Moyo, Foreign Affairs, Amon Murira, Higher Education, Kane Kinyiliche Matema, Home Affairs, Paul Mavima, Primary and Secondary Education, and Parents Shiri, Agriculture and Environment.
And their colleagues are Winston Chitando, Mines, Joram Gumbo, Energy and Power Development, Joel Bigi Matiza, Transport and Infrastructure, Monica Mutsangwa, Information and Media, Kazembe Kazembe, Information and Courier Services, Priska Mfumira, Tourism, and Stambi Sonyoni, Women's Affairs. The ministers will be sworn in on Monday.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. So cabinet is going to be.
Yes, and in Abzindi, I was nominated for the Minister of Diaspora.
And what?
Yes.
Because you have to fly over.
Fortunately, I turned down the offer.
Bacha siyabona sibili ikulo obata moyo kuzobuya ke uMangaliso Ndlovu obambe ke ukhona kuwe Industry and Commerce kuzobuya ke lo Sekesai Nzenza ikhona ngale ke public service obata moyo health nxa ukuthi gula nje nguyabe ukukhangela ukuthi kumenjani so kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela kulo baba Mthuli Ncube ubambe ke iportfolio yena le singathi kumbe sikufake sithi ibasikiti yelizwe yokuthi phela imali kumele igcinwe njani njalo isetshenziswe njani so ke ugatsha lukahulumende lolu luqathe kakhulu xa sesikhangela ke abantu njengomthuli Moyo umthuli Ncube umthuli ke siyakhumbula ukuthi wayekubhanga lebarbican wasesuka ke eZimbabwe ngesibhangiphangi ngesikhathi sokuthiwa ke ubethatha imali ehambisa kwamanye amazwe so singazi ukuthi udaba lwakhe lwagcina njani jonga kungani kunjalo foi.
Ndizvozvo ama vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvevanhu vadomwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa kuti vange vari makurukota ehurumende taona vachiumba kana kuti vachitaura mazita evanhu vanokwana kuita makumi maviri kuti vange vari makurukota vachazotoreswa mhiko kana kuti vanotariswa kutoreswa mhiko nemusi wemuvhuro asi pane vapinda ivava pane vatsva vakaita sa Professor Mthuli Ncube vanzi ndo vanenge vakabata homwe yenyika kana kuti Finance Minister chigaro cha chakabatiwa na Patrick Chinamasa awazokandwa parutivi mushure mukunge vakundikanawo zvakare musarudzo dzekutsvaga vamiriri vedare reparamende. Tinoonawo zvakare kuti kune vapinda vatsva vaenda ku Ministry of Health kana kuti kubazi rezveutano kwanga kuina va deputy parirenyatwa kwava na Dr. Obadiah Moyo ndova gurukota idzva ikoko. Kwetiwo vamwe vamiswa mabasa vasupamandwa nzira vanga vari ku ICT uko vasendekwa paruti pamwe chete nani mumwe nava Obet Mpofu vanga vari gurukota rezve mukati menyika kana kuti Home Affairs Minister. Asi vazhinji vari kutiwo zvinenge zviri nani pane vadomwa ivava kana kuti cabinet yaziviswa nava Munangagwa, nokuti vamwe vari kutarisawo kuti huwandu ine vanhu makumi maviri vachiti huri nani. Asi vamwe vari kutarisawo zvakare pahuwandu hwemadzimai Gibbs, kune madzimai ari kwanengeita 6 out of 20, 14 vanhurume. Saka vamwe vari kuti ha ipapo vanenge dai papanzi igadziridzweyo nokuti madzimai nevanhurume vanhu vangoenzana, mikana yayo inofanira kunge yakaenzana. Asi iyezvino tinoona kuti cabinet ine vanhu 6 madzimai.
Tiyabona njalo kuketwe abantu bezigaba kuti Harare kusamisi kuti vadinge Provincial Affairs Minister.
Yes.
So indawo zonke kunye badingile. Wazidinga futhi lama deputy ministers ambalwa. So utedinga kumbana nxa wakhangele ngabantu sibili abasekela abamsekela kakhulu esanokuxotshwa uhulumende aze phenduke futhi njalo sokukhitshwa umgaba esikhundleni. So ke siyabona ukuthi lokho kwi G40 sibile ngazani khona kwambana. Oziyambi ziyambi siyakwazi ukuthi babeme ngaphi njalo babethukana lonkosikazi Grace Mugabe into ezinjalo. So ke nxa sukhangele sibili ngamthetheke amafana bakhe abathize wazuza ama technocrats anje ngobadaya umoyo wabuya futhi bathatha ubaba umama nje ngokhesti ecovent bamfaka khonapho. Singazi swimming yeZimbabwe enxa iyavuka
ile gandi vanangotaura uno rurimi rweshona kuti mumwe apinda ari kutambirwa nevanhu zvakanyanya munhu anonzi Kesti Coventry anozikana munyaya dzemitambo munhu aituina zvakanyanya Gibbs achiuya nemamedal gold medals for Zimbabwe. Kesti Coventry ndiye anenge ari gurukota revechidiki nemitambo. Zvinhu zviri kutambirwawo nevakawanda kuti zvakanaka kuti muise munhu anenge ane ruzivo nebazi ramuri kumupa kwete kuti moti jonga kandemiri waminista weyouth ini ndaane 6 days kudai.
So kugara kuti dokuti youth youth usually border case line.
Yeah.
Wajalo kufaka njalo kuti wenja. Kodwa lapha ngani swimming?
Yeah.
Thinking.
Asi zvinhu zvakanaka izvo.
Kakhulu. So if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the new cabinet in Zimbabwe. Amid reports that Mr. Mnangagwa is trying to revive the country's economy. So what is very clear is that he has actually dumped some of the veteran ministers. That includes Obet Mpofu, who was holding the Home Affairs portfolio, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa was the finance minister, and you know, it appears as if Chonga is really pointing towards reviving the economy.
That's
if
true.
You pull a technocrat like Mthuli Ncube, maybe you are trying to say tell people that we are Zimbabwe is open for business.
Indeed.
What is always saying, but what remains is what is going to happen.
And will these people be given free room to maneuver?
That's right.
That's the problem. Regarding kutaura zvakare vadomwa finance and economic development tina Professor Mthuli Ncube kuti ku defense kudzivirwa kwenyika hanzi defense and war veterans kuna amai opamuchinguri kashiri local government kutongwa kwematunhu uko kuna va July Moyo foreign affairs and international trade kuchidzana nedzimwe nyika kuna vasibusiso Moyo. Then public service, ibashandi veurumende, labor and social welfare, kuna Honorable Sekesa Nzenza, industry and commerce, Honorable Mangaliso Ndlovu, kuti Home Affairs, kundezwe mukati menyika izvo, Home Affairs and Cultural Heritage, Honorable Ken Matema, then Higher and Tertiary Education, Science and Technology Development, Honorable Professor Amon Murwira, the Primary and Secondary Education, Honorable Professor Paul Mavima, then Lands, Agriculture, Water, Culture, and Rural Settlement, Honorable Chief Marshal, Air Chief Marshal Perrins Shiri, Mines and Mining Development, Honorable Winston Chitando Kumigodi, Energy and Power Development, kuna Joram Gumbo, taivaziwa wari kunyaye, wari kurukotana zvekutakura kwezvinhu kutransport, ndova kumhando dzemoto, kuti Transport and Infrastructural Development, kuna homeboy wangu uko, Honorable Joel Biggie Matiza, murewa yapinda wapo. kuhuya Information Publicity and Broadcasting Services, the Honorable Monica Muchangwa, ndo wangwari gurukota re dunre Manicaland. Kozote ICT and the Courier Services, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. Environment, Tourism and Hospitality Industry, Honorable Priska Mfumira, ndo wakamengwari kune kubazirejo wa Shandi, wa kune zvekushanyirwa wakwe nyika nezvichengetwa. Kuti Youth, Sport, Arts and Recreation, kuna Kirsty Coventry. Health and Child Care, Dr. Obadiah Moyo. Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi, varamba vari pachigaro chavanga vainacho. Women's Affairs, Community, Small and Enterprises Development, Honorable Stembiso Nyoni. Kuti ma deputy minister tunofana kuaziviso kuvanhu.
Yes, bana ke sikale sifake video. Yes. Sine video ika mishe kusvanda kuloma hakona.
Wachitaura ndizvo.
Yeah, so I think we've got a video of the person who presented these ministers on behalf of the president.
My mouthpiece.
His Excellency the President, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, has, in terms of Section 104 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Amendment Number 20 of 2013, appointed the following as Cabinet Ministers: Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Professor Mthuli Ncube.
We want to grow, modernize, mechanize our economy. I believe that in the next 5 years, we should uplift quite a number of our people who are in the marginalized category, uplift them into middle class.
So there is the president talking about the Mega Gas. The Mega Gas has actually been almost decimated in Zimbabwe. So we have seen it happening. So we are lucky that we've got Mr. Joyce Ngwenya, who is an independent political and economic commentator. He's on the line right now from Harare. Mr. Joyce Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. So far, so good. What's your take on this new cabinet?
Well, look, I mean, already in my notes, I call it the talk cabinet. And of course, it's an acronym that means silence the opposition cabinet. I mean, you can call it silence or stop or whatever. But this is a cabinet that has been articulately put together to try and balance both the demands of growth and that of political patronage. And I think Mr. Mnangagwa, when he was on his way to China on that long trip in the aeroplane, he must have thought seriously about trying to listen to what people have been saying. But remember that even if you give a good pilot a bad aeroplane or a good person a bucket that leaks, it takes a bit of innovation to get things right.
There, I think you need to elaborate what exactly you're saying.
You see, Zimbabwe is a very difficult country to rebuild. So, like you already, you have observed, that if you have a good minister who is operating in a structure and a system that has been corrupted for 37 years, the intentions are very noble on the part of the president, but the culture of bad governance and corruption, like what Pedirwanya said, how easy is it for Mthuli Ncube to take the country out of this mentality of of overspending, the mentality of balancing political interests through state-sponsored expenditure? So you will need to be very courageous in order to be able to rein in on the huge appetite of government. See, the spending is in the ZANU-PF DNA. So you will need to find a panacea to immunize our system from tendency towards spending money that we don't have.
Amfuna ukuthi ngubhambanise bemcethi yafake isindebele. Just 1 minute. Kufake isindebele konoko ke kwathi kwethu lezulu kuze tingagcini ngifaka wamazwi.
Ya, uyazwakala phela benifithi mina uhulumende lo omutsha lo kuyafana lokunikeza umuntu olobuntu igapha elivuzayo. Kuye ukuthi achaphise abone adinge indlela zokuvala igapha lakhona ngoba ade bekhona laba bethwele igapha elivuzayo besithi hayi sizagcwalisa manzi besethu yakhona bezehluleka. Kuqakatheke ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi ye kwenze kahle ngoba bezama ukuthi alungisise uhulumende ongadingi ongachothoze kuye abula abazamchothoza ye bakhona kodwa bezama ukuthi alungisise uhulumende ongazama ukuthi alungisise umnotho kodwa kuzakwazima ngoba umnotho lo ubhilizeke kweminyaka eminingi ngoba izanu phefu bavame khona ukuqeda ukusebenzisa izimali abangelazo yikwizikweleti ziziningi. Sengininganinganinikenje umlingani sokuthi isingasosithini ubaba uMthuli Ncube uzaba lomsebenzi omkhulu ukuthi achumise abantu ababevele bekuthanda ukuqeda ukusebenzisa izimali abangelazo.
Joga.
Thank you so much, Vangwenya. Tinonzwa kuti tavana Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda, vanove mutauriri wemutungamiri weMDC Alliance, vanosunchamisa. Dr. Siwanda, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Tinotenda makari iko.
Aiwa, tiri wapenyu. Tinonzwa kuti sebato reMDC Alliance, kana sembata nzwa MDC Alliance, matambira osei wadomwa kuwe makurukota na vamunangagwa.
Chakakosha ndechekuti vanhu vatarise kwete kuti vadoma ndava nani, munotarisa vadoma wacho ndo matarisiro anoitwa hurumende uye munotarisa kuti izvozvo zvaitwa pamutemo here. Hapana hurumende inogobudirira nokuti pana minista anonzi Mthuli Ncube arimo imomo. Hurumende inobudirira nenyaya yekuti ina president anonzi Vabasa anopa maministers iwayo basa rakabata rinoita kuti nyika iendere mberi. Uyeze nyaya yecabinet ndeyekuti cabinet inoshanda as a cabinet, haishandi nemaministers ari maindividuals. Saka capacity yegovernment inofanirwa kunga iri capacity inobva kucabinet yese kwete kubva kumunhu one. Saka zokutanga kutarisa mazita kuti ane zita rakadai wabva nekupiwa wabva nekuparwa anhu hazvibatsire zviya senge chitambisa angu wazotaurwa nevamwe vandanda vakatera vachitaura kuti aiwaka amungati hurumende ine culture yekuba isingagone basa ine experience yekuparaga economy for 38 years inozoti nhasi nokuti aita munhu mumwe chete vanhu vaviri kana vanhu vatatu kana vanhu 20 yozotanga kuchigona kuita basa izvazvi zvakaitika zvisati zvamboitika pasi pano. Chimwe chatinofanirwa kutarisa tinofanirwa kutarisa nyaya iyi tichibva mumaprograms akaiswa naPresident Chamisa pavanga vachi campaign vakataura kuti hurumende inenge iri effective iri smart inofanirwa kunga ine maministers 15 iwayo ndo nyika yedu ine vanhu vashoma zvikuru sakuma between 12 to 15 million haidi vanhu vakawanda. Tarisa izvi zvaitwa paiswa maminista anosvika iwo total chaiyo inosvika kuma 43 mukatarisa nemadeputy minister imotikari dzinosvika kuma 60 zvoda kutengwa kuti hurumende iendere mberi. Mapedza kudaro munozoona kuti balance yavo nemanhambikiri pavanhukadzi nevanhurume haisi pamutemo, vachiri kungoita zvinhu zvisiri pamutemo. Izvozvo ndo zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inoziva zvaaizivi zvaari vadoma vacho havasi kuziva zvazvavari kuita.
Gives.
Yes, yamuzwa sibili nxaku mungatshela vantu kuti vesitheni phela umnumzana ngesichona lapho kuti enxa abanye abamzwana.
Yes, Dr. Swanda wari kuti ivo or he was saying that well, let's not look at individuals.
Yes.
Those individuals that were nominated, let's not look at individuals.
Because for a cabinet,
yes, yeah. For a cabinet, it has to be collective effort, and the government included. And also, let's look at who nominated who. Is the president performing, is his government performing for the ministers to be effective?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Then what people that are sending messages, and one of them is Robert Ndlovu, who says, kuhle lokhu ubona uCasti Coventry lo mthuli Ncube kodwa umnkosikazi Stemso Nyomni lo mnumzana Joram kumbe badingani kanti. Then comes Nompumelelo Ngwenya with a message, and she says, as for mthuli Ncube ngitshaya izandla. Kagisa Mtha says, ingathi kuyathembisa kancane, mina ngijabulele ukungena kwamthuli Ncube loCasti Coventry. Maybe cricket izavuka ngoba isiphelile nya. Kuzobuye uRalph Spanda uthi defense seems captured by all veterans, so to see Mjenguri taking the defense portfolio is no big surprise. Okuseleyo ku defense ukubona if Mjenguri remains independent of Mr. Constantino Chiwenga, who is the vice president. Then Ralph Usmanda again says, no ministry is looking for the youth affairs. What is going on? There could be some generation gap here. So tell us what is going on. So as far as we see, is that Casti Coventry is in charge of the youth portfolio, right?
Yes.
So this guy is saying, seems there's a problem there. Maybe he's talking about youth projects, you know, all those kind of things, not swimming.
But well,
and that
she,
kind of
she,
stuff.
She works with a permanent secretary and other executive or directors in the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe, Dr. Spanda, there are some people who are saying the presence of Casti Coventry in the government, especially holding the youth portfolio, could be suspect there because, you know, they are saying a lot of things there. So can you weigh in there?
Look, the MDC, led by President Nelson Chamisa, is a professional organization that works in terms of well-established principles and knows what it is doing. Look, one of the first few things, even before you get to Casti Coventry, and of course, Casti Coventry, if she has gravitas, if anybody has gravitas, must refuse working in a cooked-up government that is partly illegal. The cabinet, as announced today, is outside the constitution. Look, the constitution does not provide for the appointment of provincial ministers or governors. They are not supposed to be there because we have devolved our government. We're supposed to devolve in line with the constitution. President Nangwa talks about devolution, but seems not to understand what devolution is when it comes to appointing a cabinet. What is done is not according to the law, and provides will make this government dysfunctional from day one. And the President Nangwa is consistent in his inability to read the law, to read the constitution. And one wonders, why does he need a provincial minister or a provincial governor when you have your provincial councils that must have the power to run their local areas or their devolved areas as is required by the constitution? So anybody who's really overexcited about specific names must realize that those specific names could only earn any gravitas if they, in the first instance, disagreed to work in a legal structure that has been created by President Mnangagwa, only to make sure that he has enough spaces to fill in most of his friends in government and give them expensive vehicles and expensive lifestyles. It is still a patronage system if you see somebody appointing a cabinet that is more than 15 ministers for a country of less than 15 million people. It's just not right. It just doesn't work. It shows you that Natsim Nangagwa has no intention to turn this country around. The country is suffering right now. Our economy is crumbling. And all he can do is add some more public spending by appointing unnecessary ministers that are not even wanted by the constitution.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We still have Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya on the phone, and we are joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a political analyst and ZANU-PF member. Mr. Chuma, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, and welcome. You just heard from our last speaker, Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda, and I think you know what people have been saying about this nomination of cabinet ministers. What's your take on that?
Well, the first thing that we really need to digress on here is that people must learn to get away from this syndrome of always criticizing. And try and be a bit positive at times. The president has done his best to come up with a formidable cabinet, which has a lot of new faces in it. And all now that we need to do, if we are really serious about getting our economy back on the track, and if we are really serious about feeling for our people as politicians, as leaders, whether opposition or ruling, then this is the time to now actually rally behind these men and women that have been given the task to lead the ministries in their different capacities and give them maximum support as Zimbabweans, so that we can now rail our whole economy into some recovery path. But if we are going to have negative energy all the time, really, what are we speaking of? What kind of leadership are we? If we are people-oriented leaders, then this is the time to say, let's close ranks and give these people that have been given the mandate to run these ministries 100% support, or even more than 100% if we can. Then that way, we are going to be better people, and the history will judge us so, rather than always complaining, always demonizing, always having negative energy.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Maybe we can check with Mr.
Ngwenya. Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, uyezwa lapho uChuma yakhuluma sibele ukuthi abantu laba bakabanika ithuba phela ukuthi bezame lapha lalapha ungathi ni khona.
Yeah, liqiniso kodwa phela okuthiwa ngukululeko ukuthi ungazikhangelisise obuningi bakahulumende wethu. Isikhala zesikhona ukuthi madoda, uhulumende wethu ubhiliza izimali eziningi ezingekho ku-production. Nxa uzakuba lamaminista angu-20, lama-deputy minister, lama-provincial ministers, kakudingi lokhu, ngoba vele uhulumende wethu uvele uyasinda. Kufanele kube uhulumende okwanisa ukuthi angabi ngumthwalo. So mina bona ngathi ubaba uChuma liqinisa ukuthi ye awusoze uhlale lokhu khalakhala. Siyazi ukuthi kuyachaya kwamahlombe omncube o-Case Coventry labuba obuthinkuri ye ngabantu esibakhangelela ukuthi bayayini banganceda ukuthi balungisise umnotho wethu. Ye kodwa kufanele ukwazakale phela ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhalakhala akutho ukuthi akulanto ayibonayo enhle, kuyayikhona. Kodwa nje isikhalazeyo ukuthi kasibe kwazi ukuthi kanti inkinga elelizwe lethu kuyini? Izikweleti zakhona ziningi kakhulu, abantu baningi, abantu bayakhalakhala. Ye ngaye kudinge ukuthi abantu babe balutshwane, kwenzela ukuthi abakhona babe labo bengabantu abadilivayo. Ufake nje abantu abakwazi imisebenzi yekho ngaphandle kokuthi engingakoshile labantu abangasoko bantu ne-agriculture. Omama abalutshwane-ke, kade ezakwanisa afake umama uminister of health, afake umama ku-education, afake umama ye kufanele. Kodwa asingethele ukhalakhala ngoba umsebenzi we-opposition madoda yikukhalakhala. Nxa i-opposition ingabe sevumelana lolokho okwenziwa uhulumende okhona, kuthi sakusadingi ukuthi le-opposition.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu-ke, ngizothola silokho la.
Thank you. Yes, we have a caller. Tinava Zakaria Mbayiwa, Makadiwa Mbayiwa.
Tiripo Makadiwa.
Takasimba, muri kufona muri kupi?
Ndiri kuPolokwane, South Africa.
South Africa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu Mbayiwa.
Chekutanga ndiroda kukorokotedza mutungamiri wenyika nebasa guru raita kuratidza kuchinja kwezvinhu zviri kuda kunzi zviitwe muZimbabwe. Tine vanoopoza, no matter how good chinhu kuti chaitwa chakanaka sei, pane vanomira kuopoza chete. Iyi nguva yatava isisiri nguva yekuti tinongoopoza. Ngatiitei inonzi positive criticism. No matter uri webato ripi, iye zvino yanguva yekuti misoro iswe pamwe chete, pochionekwa kuti nyika yochidzoka kubva kumawere kwayanga iri sei. Vadumwa napresidendi kuti vange vari muzvigaro zvavari kuzotungamirira, tinofunga vanhu vadomwa necapability yavo. Saka ngatimirei tione kuti ivava vadomwa chii chavachatiitira kuti Zimbabwe ive inobudirira, nekuti iyo inonguva yatiri inguva isiri yekungosora chete. Ndinoda kutaura ndichiti zvakare kune the NDC kune vari kushuwa kuti dai chamisa atungamirire zvakatoitwa zvakaitwa ngavachitongotarisira kuti nyika ingofamba ichibva pairi yezvino ichienda mberi tisadzokere kumashure achisimbaradza pati yealliance kuti vamirirewo maelections anotevera vogozoona kuti chii chavangabudewo nacho ipapo inguva yekuti vave machua politically vagonewo kuzoti panguva yavanenge vapinda kutungamirira voziva kuti vari kubva papi vachienda kupi vamunangagwa vari kugadzira hwaro hwakanaka hwokuti whoever achazonzi atonge agone kuve anosumudza nyika achienda nayo mberi kubva pavanenge vazofiirako ndinogona kutaura ndichidaro for the time being.
Thank you so much. Vamubayiwa morara zvakanaka. Gives Mr. Zakaria Mbayiwa, our caller from Polokwane, South Africa. He started by congratulating President Mnangagwa, and he says people should bring in a positive criticism, not just to criticize for the sake of criticizing, because he says it's time to rebuild the country. And he thinks those elected were chosen because of their capabilities. And also he urged the MDC alliance members to strengthen their party and prepare for next elections instead of just criticizing and not rebuilding. And he says he thinks that, President Mnangagwa is on the right path.
Now we've got some messages coming in. Mike Matia Ndlovu says, "Sesithembele kuNkulunkulu kuphela." Ndilo Thabalingwenya uthi wase Zimbabwe uyathula ulalele kuphela ubheke ukuthi kuya ngapi. Ntombizoto Mahlangu uthi ke akula lutho oluzaphuma kumbe ulutho oluzalunga. Kuzobuya uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba, Malaba kunjani lapho khona khona ngapha. Uthi it still ZANU-PF. Nothing can change. We are still going backwards. Then Ralph Spanda uthi youth is the biggest loser here. Bazama ngayonke indlela ukuthulisa i-youth empowerment. Youth empowerment fueled i-G40 eyo eyaba i-scapegoat kumbe unifying factor yalabo abasalayo kuZANU-PF. Then uThabani Ngwenya uyaphinda njalo uthi uhulumende wamasosha vele kayindawo uyakudilika kuphela. Then uEslizi Hammond uthi akula lutho oluzaphuma mfowethu lapho umdali nguye okwaziyo akuthembisi ngitsho kancane okazembe kazembe labo ziyambi ziyambi badingani khonapho njalo ngamabizo abo yini aqiniso u-Obed Mpofu ke kwenze njani so she's asking here about kazembe kazembe and ziyambi ziyambi she's saying are these two names I guess these are their actual names
yes
so then about Obed Mpofu kukhanya ngazani lapha abasamkhethanga khona manje ukuthi angene kuzobuya ke uPamela Kumalo uthi ZANU-PF akula next yehluleka kudala then uDevson Sibanda uthi kodwa bangaki abasekeli bakamongameli sizakubalela sikutshele baba. Then Gokeli Prince Nkomo says the president has managed to balance politics and elections, so he has chosen a cabinet that is almost a type of cabinet that could be wanted by some people. Do you have any messages?
I have a message from Dr. Muzi Ngube. He's the MDCT USA Provincial Organizing Secretary. That's the MDCT led by Dr. Tokozani Kupe. He says he would like to congratulate President Mnangagwa for listening to the people of Zimbabwe and putting together a well-mixed cabinet of technocrats that have excellent decorated past experiences in their fields. Let's all move together and support the president in rebuilding our Zimbabwe together. Now, let's work on accepting diaspora voters too. Mr. President, we are also Zimbabweans. That's Dr. Musi Ngube. Then I think I'll go to Facebook later, but you can bring
in
some.
Yes. So I'm told to call Umbanjwa. Baba Umbanjwa, how are
you? Kona Umbanjwa.
Ngapi Umbanjwa. Uzwakala ukanda kakhulu Umbanjwa.
Butube.
Yeah, kunjani Umbanjwa?
Ngiyaphila tube baba.
Yeah, akuchosizwe.
Hey, salala ndahla mani senyile inyanga ezine zonke angimphenduli vele.
Hayi kutsho ukuthi iWhatsApp yethu yekade dilikile siyaxolisa baba.
Yebo baba.
Ithi WhatsApp isichaya silahla phansi. Titi.
Hayi ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga baba. Eh hayi siyayizwa i-cabinet entsha le bekweyo. Kodwa yazi ngizwa ngizombuzo nje ngesikhathi esiningi ukuthi Uhuma says, kungani balele esindebeleni khonapho kodwa angaze ngibone bevele besebenza utshengisela ukuthi lakathehla nxa ukuthi kuthiwa ikhabhinethi ibekiwe yini ubaba othi khona abanye abantu bagcwele ukusola kuphela siyabe sisola sikhangele ukuthi vele into ezingasebenzi ungakhangela ukuthi emandleleni kade kwasolwa kwasuka unkomo waba ngomaofisi kwalandela idabeni waba ngomaofisi namhla kufaka kumathema kodwa izithombe lezo ngoba udabeni wazwaphumeka zangasebenze lutho lo mathema ke asibone ukuthi uzasebenze olunye ulutho
kuzukhohlwa
inkalakatha yokuthi
qhubeka ba
inkalakatha yokuthi lainxa abantu bangaze babekwe kodwa okuphakathi kwendisa nxa kuvele kungalunganga akula nto abazayenza abanye bakhala ngokuthi omama abazelele abaningi umama ebakathi uJoyce uhlale laphana ngu-vice president wenzani kwabomama okungcono endizeni kulapho okungalunganga khona indiza yezano p f vele yiyo engalunganga ukuthi bakaze babeke bathini nakambona kule nto ezaguquka kulelilizwe akula lutho kuyahlala nje kunjalo sikhala ngokuphela bafuna ukuthi abanye bathi kungakhalwa kukhangele kukhangelwane okunye okutsha ngomnankakho ngomnankakho siye konale evele ngumbulale ngudebhithi kamgali kwaze kwafika namhlanje manje ozaguqula kuyini konje bathi emandebeleni ubuhlungu kathi singazizwa kuthiwa kulo debhithi ongumeya esishonini kubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi kethu kakhulu kuyisilonda esingasoze siphele kithi ngoba sicabanga igugurawundi sicabanga okuningi umuntu kufuze ayikhokhela ngakiko akuneke ukukhokhela kumalumakhe kumbe lapha athi ngazalika khona kodwa engasuka khonapho indalo engayikhona le masungu mbuzo le umeya lo wayekhona le abe ayikhokhela phakathi kwethu ukhokhelani phakathi kwethu engudeputy mayor umeya wethu engafaka uthi uthi nguyesethatha ngoba umuntu naye udeputy lo useduze kwakwampa shinxa kungafa namhla yeni lokuzeni lokuthi ahambani utende
umntinashiro
uyozavuka ekhetha imeya yethu yikho singakufuniyo yikho kuliwa ngabantu besindebelini yikho sicela ukuthi into lezihlungisese abantu besindebelini asivukenini nangikhuthaza nje kodwa besindebelini asivukenini sihlalenini into lezi sikufe kanye nxa ukuthi bayasibulala sife kanye sithi lokhu asikufuni kathi saye sabani kathi sabulwa yikho round ngiyabonga baba
sibonga kakhulu mbanjwa ungathinela kusasa mnumzane. So, yeah, according to Mr. Mbanjwa, you know, he says, what is important is not the firewood that we have. What's important is the pot, you know, what the pot is all about. If there's bad stuff in the pot, you can't eat. So, he says, the bad pot here is Zanu PF itself. You may get all the technocrats, you may get everybody, a line, anyone, but you'll never get a good result because of Zanu PF. So, he goes further to say, he's surprised why the Home Affairs portfolio has been given, always been given to a person from Matabeleland. You mentioned names. I think maybe you forgot Mr. Opet Mpofu and the late Innocent Kala. So
also,
there was those.
And also portfolios. That Mofin Mahachi was not from Matabeleland,
that's
was
right.
From Manikaland.
That's right. So, but at the end of the day, he says nothing will come out straight here because ZANU-PF is not good at all. So maybe Chuma can respond to some of those.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, maybe you can give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I heard the gentleman who just last spoke. I must say he was really just a frustrated voice with the lack of proper reasoning, really. To be honest with you, this thing must not be drawn down into some tribal sort of fusion. We cannot allow this, and this should never be done at all. Look, what I want them to understand is that the ZANU-PF is an institution which has got principles and values that it stands for, and those principles and values are very, very clear. But like I've always said on this platform and many other platforms, you always find people who will abuse any institution at any given time. We saw it happening even in the MDC. If you remember how Thongani Kube was bedeviled and called names when they were burying their leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, in Buhera. And now, do you want to say that those are the kind of principles and values of the MDC? And the answer would definitely be no. But we had some people within that organization who took that law to call another woman, a human being, a whore, and yet she's a mother. to some sons and daughters. So that's how ill we can have people within our organizations. And so it happens also in ZANU-PF. We have rogue elements within us because we're a mass party. Unfortunately, we don't have a system whereby somebody applies to become a member and is vetted and stuff like that. We are just a mass party, which means we carry in anything, prostitutes, you know, Waroi, everything. We embrace everybody in there. So that whatever anybody does which is bad must not then be an umbrella cover for that organization. It must be sort of pointed to the individual, and that individual must carry their cross at any given time. So ZANU-PF is not a bad body. It does not mean ill for anybody. We want prosperity because the people that suffer are also our majority members, and we don't want them to be suffering the way they are doing. But sometimes things don't go well. But that is why I'm saying it is time to put our hands together and think Zimbabwe before we think political parties. The time for politicking came, and it was over on the 31st of July. Now this is the time for economics. This is the time for development. We need to now remove that political jacket and wear the developmental jacket, which encompasses everybody, which knows no tribe, it knows no party. All it knows is that we're all Zimbabweans, and our main objective and goal and principle is to see Zimbabwe grow for not only ourselves, but for our future generation, our children, and their children. And that's how it should be taken.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Maybe let's go to Dr. Spanda very fast. Dr. Spanda, can you respond to what Mr. Joseph Chuma is saying here?
Well, look, Mr. Joseph Chuma was attempting badly done attempt to respond to the caller who was very logical in reasoning and looking at the issues. But what Mr. Chuma just did was to talk about how the membership of ZANU-PF includes what he calls witches and prostitutes and all that. And he didn't actually go into the question of the fact that ZANU-PF has been running this country for the last 38 years, and those people in this country that are suffering as a result of policies that were supported by and, in fact, brought in by the same party that says that it will change things now. And people of this country know, unfortunately, Zimbabweans are cleverer than that. Zimbabweans are intelligent. I've always maintained that. These people know pretty well that there is nothing that has changed. Already we are seeing Mnangagwa, who has not read the constitution before he appoints his ministers. He is appointing provincial ministers when we now have what are called provincial councils. In fact, he's undermining the constitution, undermining the law. And what are we being asked to do by ZANU-PF or by Mr. Chuma here? We're being asked to just wait and give them some time. This is the same song they were singing from November 2017, saying that we just have got to give them a chance. The more the chance you give Mnangagwa, the more Mugabe 2.0 you receive. So the people of Zimbabwe, and you've heard from all your callers, from the messages of Facebook and messages through WhatsApp, you're hearing that your callers and your listeners have a simple, well-reasoned chorus, and that is to say ZANU-PF is not an unknown thing. We know it. ZANU-PF always goes back to being ZANU-PF. Just a few months ago, these guys were selling Mugabe to us. And what are they doing now? Listen to what former First Lady Grace Mugabe was saying about Mnangagwa, telling us now, after the elections, that he is, in fact, God-given. And yet they were disowning and pretending that they were trying to be something new. The people of Zimbabwe know that they are nothing new. They failed. Look, there's one thing you can't take away from ZANU-PF. It is a party of very experienced individuals. There's a lot of experience in running government. They have 38 years. But the fact of the matter is that experience is experience in stealing elections, destroying the economy, giving us a country without a currency, giving us a country without money, giving us a country without roads, a country without hospitals, a country that has a history of genocide, a country that has a history of Ramadina. That's the list of things that you can put across that the country knows about in relation to ZANU-PF. Nothing positive there that this country has done. We got an economy that was functioning with good infrastructure from the imperialists and from the colonizers.
And that, and anybody who worked as a garden boy at the time could afford to send one or two of the children to boarding school. In this day and age, a teacher can afford to send their children to boarding school. Everything we can ever know, everything we can ever dream about when it comes to ZANU-PF is always aggression, going forward, going backwards, and suffering. And you can see from the way Mnangagwa is ignoring the constitution, ignoring the law, that we are simply going here towards a Mugabe 2.0, Mugabe more committed to violence, more committed to murder, and more willing to lie about it, no integrity. Mnangagwa shows no understanding of the very constitution that makes him and gives him his power as president.
Thank you.
I feel sorry for this country, but I have faith in the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Before we go to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, we have a caller. Tina Mkoma Trinus, Magadi.
No, Simba Baba, Makasimba Ere.
Aywa, Drumpenyi, Murukufona, Murukupi.
Murukufona, Andripana, pa Zambia.
Zambia, kwa kadii ku Zambia, nasi?
Ah, kure nane chose kupisa chete.
Aywa, ndizo zo. Tipe iwo funga zenyi pa msoro penye ya turukurukurai.
Apa ini zongona kuti, cha chinofana unko chinja, tipe mnikamedu kuti zunusipambe, ii Zanu PF. Nakuti kutaura kume sikina makorewa, nukusuka wakuma 40, nishingota mbuti. Neza NPF, wachingo chinja na chete wachinja, hivyo wachinja wachikuta. Kwenda maifani, mapolisi zao chete ndoa kango shata, anita kutiri, nikaedi yende pasi. Saka ndopa wanufana kuti vashandire ipapo, ende iwa atichadi kuti vashandire, beta tise vangwe. Rimwe bato.
Ehe. Saka munorisa sei rimwe bato nekuti tinoona kuti mukana wakanga uripo vanhu vakaenda kusarudza.
Mukana wakanga uripo zvakaonekwa nokuonekwa kuti vakaheruza vanhu asi kuti vakarambirapo. Hakuna nyika inongoratidza kuti inochinja ma results 3 times vachingochinja. Zvoratidza kuti pane utsotsi hwanga hwakavigwa huripo. Chete charangoitika nechokuti vana jaji vayavana vakaramba kuti mavhidhiyo aratidziwe. Zvoratidza kuti museva, primary seva yanga ine zvinhu zvakajeka kuti munhu wakadyiwa uyu.
Hatombomira nezvakabva kumatare iye zvino izvo vatrainos. Ndati ya zoe tombo mira ni zakabuda umatare.
Tombo mira ni zakabuda umatare. Sio shanda ni zuripo ya zoe. Kungo tambura. Chama chungo tambura sa hizo zi. Kukuti wakati tambu za nguwa ya reba. Wachangura baji tambu za chungo chingana sa hizo. Ipa patoko na uta haa. Vaisa nekamu rungu. Vaisa kesa. Vaisa chi. Azinane basa ya zese zi. Kana polisi ya uba polisi za hawa. Asina za ano tibati ya hizo.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Trinus Maita Bas.
Zvakanaka. Nana wapa mchinguri. Problem, nilengu wapo nde kuti hawa maho zesa wari kuzita sokuti ikaendea hawa hii. Mkangona wari pozo, mchawana wanacho wengu kando waneko achitua wari zee, defense hiyo hii.
Okay, before musatimaenda, Mkoma Trinus, yes, Mkoma Trinus, musatimaenda, Dr. Nkululeko Swanda, vati varoda kutaura nemi, Dr. Swanda, vatongo kupai 30 seconds, mutaure na Mkoma Trinus.
Mkoma Trinus, munoziva kuti mngarambe mchiti makota kataura kudai, saka tote zraizu za shibuda hapa. Chukwa ndeje kuti chintara na Mkoma Trinus, chino zikanwa kuti munu yunezi di president, asite ombore legitimate, anaku wina election. Musuwe poti chayo ndaime poka ini kuti ndibuze, chukwa, constitutional court of Zimbabwe, yanga yaka dadwa ni vanhu vangava ni matisheti amnangagwa. Constitutional court, ino gadwa ni vanhu wezanu seisi nga gadwa ni zanu. Kuti yacho vayano pinda kati yote aiwa, tuda kuti munga yani ma ballot box, ariku shake building ye ZANU-PF.
more of what I was. The character about my election. Tinoda kuti ballot box achengetedzwe nemapato ese tiwirirane kuti tinomachengetedza sei vakaramba takakutira pamaelections majaji ane
zvanhu
vakangana kuti takavaudza isi kuti musape zvinhu zvikuzano ngazvive zvinhu zvevanhu vese asi vari kuti tinotora izvo
30 seconds dzakwana. Thank you so much Dr. Zwanda. Thank you so much Mkoma Trinos tipe vange mukana gives him Mkoma Trinos our caller from Zambia. He said there is need in the country or for the country to change the government, and he says the only change that's credible is that changing ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party. He says it has been in power for close to 40 years with the same old policies that they've been using. Nothing will change. The change can only be brought if people bring in a new political party.
Now, the question of illegitimacy and legitimacy.
Yes.
You know?
You brought in that, that too. Maybe Mr. Jason Gwenya can respond to that.
Yes. Let me read a message from Sandile Merele Ngube. Uti akula tincho oruzaba kona eZimbabwe. Nguhamba kwesikhathi enxenye nje mhlawumbe kungalunga kodwa sikaqiniso lakho. Dixon Katema. Uti umthuli Ngube yanyambona kodwa ke okhona ukuthi uzakwenza umsebenzi wakhe ekhululekile na. Then Julius Munotawafa writes, what is the purpose of ministers in vice president's offices? Will Mthuli Ncube operate independently? Mr. Joyce Ngwe.
Right. Now, just to caution my colleagues in the opposition movement. Now we are now stuck with a government. Right. We now have a government that has been put in place to whatever mechanism. And we now need now to focus on how best to move forward. And I want to be able to say to Mthuli Ncube that you have been given a ministry of finance, and you do your best to ensure that your integrity and your credibility is not compromised. You know, you have been kept, you have been given a ministry of sports and youth and culture. You do your best to ensure that your integrity and personality is partner. Because I understand what my friend from Zambia is saying, that you know, we have a problem of legitimacy. But unfortunately, we are now stuck with the government. We have now been given ministers, and we should make sure that you know, we should do whatever we can to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe, you know, move out of the economic quagmire that we are in. Because even if we complain that this government is illegitimate, and you know, we all have our sentiments, and we are all angry, but we have Mthuli Ncube, we have Murira, we have these guys in government now. And my personal you know, opinion is that if we want to prepare for 2023. If we have an input to ensure that the issue of constitutionalism, the, you know, issue of independence of institutions, the issue of the currency, the issue of food security is put in place, as an opposition, people should now put a parallel system that can be used to ensure that, you know, even when they come to 2023, they have got the necessary institution and the necessary mechanisms to make people vote for them. That is my
question
for the time being.
Thank you so much. I guess we've got a caller.
Eh? We have a caller. Tinamkoma forward. Rambo, pina mchirongwa. Narewa yekadona. Mkoma forward.
Iwa, maswira sewe.
Aiwa, taswira. Maswira ose imi.
Na, kurinana kuna kukrito. Jati weta kukopindi wa daru wa hino wa munaru. Tingo, batoni, masoko, masoma.
Ndiso, zo, tipei nzewe. I mean, tipei, ramina, zo nzewe, ziripo.
But the problem is that the problem is that but look now, what Gaza Mnangagwa cabinet, I think we saw that he had in the Makokomukati and Mabitira. Both they and Gaka Tesha Katsuna, then one year first part of that in Europe. Now this government can't go further and further like this government. How can we like it from since 1980 till now we are suffering?
Mukoma mukadzora volume dzorai volume yeradio yenyu mbichana radio yenyu iri kubvanya kudzoka kwatiri kuno.
I understand the government of Smith here and there was wrong in another way, but most of 90% of the government of Smith was right, better than this government.
Why do you say so?
Because But come forward.
This government, cannot cabinet announce. Much mkoma forward maita basa. Hello?
Yeah, I think it's gone. Yeah,
yes,
it's
but
gone.
You heard he was mixing English and Shona.
Yes, yes.
He's saying nothing will change because it's, he gave an example of when you're preparing a dinner or supper or salsa and you use a dirty pot.
Yeah.
He says the end product will be dirty.
That's right. In the soccer ball,
yeah.
You put a stone inside.
but it depends if you're a strong man like Gibson, you can kick this.
But the toe will suffer, right?
I know.
So now, let's wrap it up now. Let's go to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, it seems as if Mr. Mthuli Ncube is a very good banker. He's well known. But then he's got his background of having owned Barbican Bank. And then he was accused of externalizing funds. We don't know how far that case is right now. So with that, won't it be seen as being some kind of burden to the government? Won't it be like that?
I don't want to think so. What I really want to think and say is that here is Professor Mthuli thrown into the deep end of our finances. Let's give him a chance. Let's give him the support that he needs. And this is an exposed person, well traveled and diversely engaged as well. So this is the kind of recipe that we actually need. So let's have people getting out that mentality of saying that it can only work if it was narrow on that hot seat. If it's not the Tamita, then it's totally nothing. No, let's not have that mentality. Let us try with people that come in. Let us give them the mandate and the support that they need while they carry out their duties.
So thank you, Juma. Time is out.
Thank you.
They need all of us, a buy-in from every Zimbabwe.
That's what
I think we should be doing now.
Yes.
Thank you. Time is out. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, just 10 seconds.
Look, every time there's a government appointed in any country, you usually have the economy responding very well, investors responding very well, your currency responding very well. What you've seen here is that there's been no response at all. It's as if President Mnangagwa has done nothing, announced no names at all.
Thank you.
So those who don't believe us on a political level that this government is illegitimate, look at the economics. It's illegitimate. Look, you can rate the elections. You can,
thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Time is out.
It doesn't matter. You really can't rig the economy.
Time is out, Dr. Spanda. Thank you so much.
We really need to talk to...
I think we have to say thank you so much, Spanda. We thank our guest, Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, MTC Alliance Presidential Spokesperson, and then Joyce Ngwenya, a political analyst. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.